Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You know, I want to go back to Rafi Devers and just get your opinion on this. With all of the back and forth that has happened, of course, San Franciscans are going to take the side of Rafi Devers. That's our new guy, right? But is there any concern that as the relationship goes, the same type of thing could happen?
I mean, there was a lot of questions today about does he rather play DH and would he rather play first? And he was very diplomatic about, you know, I'll just play wherever they need me, and I'm open to both, and I don't prefer one or the other. I think it's a pretty big wake up call to be traded in your career. It makes you realize that nobody's untouchable. So that might actually make some changes to Devers' personality. You know, just being like, oh my gosh, okay, all right, I can be traded any moment. I need to think about that. And then lastly, I mean, I think the one risk is that there is a fair amount of money tied up here in what could be a DH that does kind of lock the roster up sometimes. But this team was so made for it because it's pretty good in the field, and they've really improved. Like, center was a problem and short was a problem. They've really improved all those things. And what they just needed was a bat anywhere, a bat that fits anywhere. And that is Devers. He just wants to hit, you know, and you can see him take those daddy hacks in games. And, you know, that's what he wants to do. So I think it'll work out.
The bat played in Boston for sure, and a lot of those opposite field slaps off of the monster. How does his bat play in this ballpark in particular, where he does have some good power to left field? Right field can be difficult as you get in the alleys. How does he and his approach really match up to Oracle Park?
Yeah, that's what my question was today. And he basically said, I have the kind of power where if I touch it, it'll go. And I kind of agree with him. I mean, he's one of the leaders in bat speed. He's got elite bat speed, you know, 73-mile-an-hour bat speed. He's a leader in exit velocities. He really hits the ball hard. So he can get the ball out of any park. And interestingly enough, I was looking at how, like, his balls in play and how they, you know, how they would fit over this. I think it might actually work out, because if you think about it, Triple's Alley is the one thing he wants to avoid. Where Triple's Alley is actually the worst part of Fenway, too. You know, Fenway has this weird cutout in right center that it's actually the most difficult part of Fenway to hit the ball out. So they actually, there's some similarities between these two parks, even though they really don't seem that similar at all. And, you know, people have told us that right-handers trying to go out to left field, that it's actually okay. Like, you can hit it out to left field. So maybe he will have some opposite field homers, or maybe it'll be more doubles to the opposite field and homers in slash. But I fully expect him to hit a bunch of slash homers and improve this lineup.
Love it. Love it. Hey, Eno, great to have you on, man. Great stuff. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. That's Eno Saris of The Athletic with perspective on a bunch of different fronts with what's going on with Devers, baseball, and beyond.
Love some of the general baseball stuff about, you know, the precursor to automated balls and strikes. I think he's right. It's coming much sooner rather than later, maybe as soon as, you know, next year with the challenge system. And the idea that maybe they're looking at moving the mound back and or throwing a heavier ball.
Heavier ball was interesting. I had never heard that before.
Me either. I wonder what like the weight increase would be if it's an ounce or an ounce and a half, or what like the weight change would be that would have these guys slow down. And the notion that maybe it would help save their arms is fascinating. I guess if it's heavier, then you can't exert as much spin on it and you can't, you know, throw it obviously as hard would be the thinking. So just fascinating stuff as Major League Baseball looks to continue to tweak the game to balance what you're talking about. Like, we all want more action, fewer strikeouts, but not necessarily like every hard contact is going to be a home run. How do you find that middle ground?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, you don't want it to become Coors Field all over the place. Ball was juiced in 2021, for sure, I thought. And at times that got a little bit annoying. So, yeah, somewhere in between. It's not easy to find, but it is hard right now, man. It is hard, and it is just constant pitcher's duels, so it feels. 888-957-9570. Fun to talk to Eno. Right before Eno Saris came on, we were talking about the social media post from Big Poppy, David Ortiz, who threw something out that very much felt like a shot at Rafi Devers, and now we go live to Mark Grandy, who has this Big Poppy social media update.
Yeah, so Big Poppy posted that on his Instagram, again, interpreted pretty straightforwardly as a shot at Rafi Devers. Mm-hmm. Member of the media posted that on Twitter, and it's how a lot of us saw it. Jonathan Papelbon quote tweeted said post and said, "Shots fired!" exclamation point. Does anyone think Devers gets drilled tonight? Somebody, just a random fan, responded to Pap's tweet and said, "Would you drill him?" And Jonathan Papelbon quote tweeted it and said, Yup. Exclamation point.
There you go.
Dude, Papelbon, I want to choose the right words here.
He's coming in hot.
It's not just that. I don't know Jonathan Papelbon. We had him on the show on, was that Monday?
Yep.
All right. We had him on the show on Monday, and there was a certain reaction from our audience, very, very much so, very clear. And I don't know the guy. I haven't heard too much from him, but ever since that conversation, we're getting a lot of this where we're like, "Hey, what's up with Papelbon? Like, let's learn about that a little bit." Shasky and Spadoni had Johnny Damon on. They asked him about Papelbon. I'm listening to what he said about him. I hesitate. I don't want to say this about someone I don't know, but I am curious to see how sharp of a knife he is. How about that?
In terms of like what happens if he says, "Yep," he would dot him, and he goes out, and if somebody goes out and dots Devers tonight, then maybe that's something, another level of this in terms of a code red. Like, is Papelbon going to get to the pitching staff and say, "Look, guys, you got to go out there and do this for the organization"?
I guess my point is we got Paps on the payroll, you got Poppy on the payroll, but they're on the payroll in a way of like being directly in touch with the front office now at this point. I don't know if the current players on the team are mad at Rafi Devers. And I actually don't think that they are. Maybe they are. I bet there are a few, if not maybe even most, who are like, "I'd have handled that differently." But from what I know about professional sports, players are usually pretty good at getting in line when they see someone who is incredibly accomplished. When there's a three-time All-Star who has a championship ring, and the Red Sox are littered with young players, I have a hard time believing that those guys walk in, look at Rafi Devers, and they're like, "Look at this schmuck. Can you believe the way he's acting?" For example, and I don't want to compare Rafi Devers to Steph Curry, but listen to the way people talk when they join the Warriors. You don't hear anybody be like, "I don't like the way Steph acts." They're like, "Whatever the hell that guy says we should do, we're doing it because he's the best player on this team, period. And Rafi Devers was the best player on that team. I don't know that their current crop is feeling like it's time to walk out there tonight and disrespect their guy.
Yes, I do think the Jimmy Butler comp is more appropriate because Jimmy Butler, you know, at the very least, he ruffled some feathers at a number of different places. And, you know, to that point, when he faced Minnesota for the first time, I don't recall a flagrant foul being committed on Jimmy Butler by the Kitty Cat or Andrew Wiggins when he took on the T-Wolves after he, I guess he became a Bulls first, and then he went on from there. So I do think that is something to keep an eye on when a player goes from one team to another team and it's not the most seamless way. Clay's a good example. Clay left here on great terms with his teammates and really with the organization. Did he want a bigger contract than they offered? Of course, but that's just business. By the time he came back, the entire organization put on Captain Clay hats, and it was a good, feel-good, heartwarming return for Clay Thompson. So this is not that. This is him leaving in a bad way. He wanted out. They wanted him gone.
Right.
This was not a touchy-feely departure, all I'm saying.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. But the lack of touchy-feely was between Rafi and the front office.
Agreed.
I don't know what his teammates thought. I don't know what side they're on. And knowing the way ball players think, I would think that the ball players are like, dude, that's our best player. I don't care if he's annoying you. That's our best player. This is probably a poor comp, but let's do it. For example, take a look at the 49ers. And I'll just ask it this way. Do you think that many of the 49er players agree with Nick Bosa's political stance?
I'm sure more than we would imagine.
But do you think that...
But let's just say it's 50-50.
Okay. Do you think the 50% that doesn't gives a rip when it's time to chase the quarterback?
No, but this is not that. Like, you could be a Boston Red Sox player and think this guy quit on us because he wouldn't play first.
This guy had a 900 OPS. He didn't miss any games.
Right. I think he leads baseball in plate appearances.
Yeah. Like, but he didn't quit on you.
He didn't quit on you. That was the wrong way to describe it. Yeah. But he wouldn't play first when you needed somebody to play first.
Yeah, but I also think that players, like my experience is players see things through the lens of the players. And I would bet that those guys are sitting there thinking to themselves, if I were a star player and the organization played this the way they do, that would annoy me. Would I go to this end? Yeah, maybe not. Again, I think there are plenty who aren't saying I'd have handled it the same way, but I have a hard time believing that they think that he quit on him. But yeah, maybe
that was the wrong way to describe it.
Maybe I'm wrong.
He didn't put the team first. That's what Lucas just said in my ear, and I think that's a better way to describe what he did or didn't do.
Yeah, I wonder if they feel that way.
And we're going to find out.
You know, like this all comes down to respect and money. Like you brought up Butler. Do you think that the Miami Heat players thought that Jimmy Butler quit on him? Or do you think they thought to themselves, dude, that's Jimmy Butler, and he's in a contract year, and they won't work with him. So I get it. And oh, by the way, they're the ones that suspended him. He tried to be here. They sent him home.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know.
They've never spoken on it, but again, basketball is a little bit different where you don't have the same ability to exact revenge, quote unquote. In baseball, like if you're Hunter Dobbins, I think he's throwing tonight for Boston. And if you're one of the people who's like, man, he didn't put us first, all they were asking you to do was to play first. And I'm really mad. I'm mad about the fact that we had to trade you because things didn't work out. I'm going to let him know with 96 in the ribs.
Man.
He has a better ability to do that than if you're a Miami Heat thinking, you know what? I'm mad at Jimmy Butler. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to flagrant to him?
Right. No, that's a fair point. I get that. I don't know how that would look in basketball or football or any of those things. But I also think that, man, the idea of throwing at players in baseball tends to come from other stuff. Like it tends to come from things that are happening in the game. Sometimes the really immature one is when it comes from, dude, you're hitting the ball really hard in this series, and we would like you to stop hitting the ball in this series, so we're going to throw one at you and try to make you uncomfortable.
Well, the old silly one was when you would like dare to look up and admire a home run.
Exactly.
Thankfully, that's now out of the game because everybody's doing it, but like Mad Bum, you know, go get that out of the bay or go get that out of the ocean, right, and all that. Like, that at least is gone from the game, where if you pimp a home run, you used to get one in the ribs.
Right, right. But a lot of times it would usually come from something that's happening in the team-to-team dynamic within a baseball game. I have a hard time believing the Red Sox are going to go out there and dot Rafi Devers tonight because of what has been a season-long argument between him and the front office. Like, I know it feels maybe normal to people. I would argue we've never seen anything like that before. Have you ever seen someone get targeted because they got into a fight with the front office? I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yeah, I'd have to rack my brain, especially when it happens like this where, you know, they just traded him.
Right.
I mean, he didn't even have a chance to ruin their season. And the other part of it, Boston's been amazing. Like, Boston continues to go out and win baseball games, even though they traded their best hitter.
I know that obviously at the time of the trade, they were on a winning streak. They had just swept the Yankees. If you look at what has happened kind of since the trade, you know, they played one series. They went on the road to Seattle. They won 2 of 3 in Seattle. So, yeah, I mean, they're playing good baseball. They've only lost 2 games basically in the last week and a half.
Yep.
So
just one quick side note,
yeah.
Red Sox as a pitching staff have hit the 8th most batters in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
And Hunter Dobbins, tonight's starter, has hit 2 batters this year.
All right.
So not a real hit them a lot, light them up kind of a staff. And as you look at that list of teams that hit the most batters, you wouldn't be surprised that it's pretty much the bad teams.
Do you know, by the way, I have Devers props just for this series.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Shapiro from betonline.ag.
And one of them is whether or not he's going to get hit by a pitch.
What are the odds?
The odds are, and this is for the whole series,
and
not
it's a
just
yes
tonight.
No prop.
The yes no prop. Will he get hit by a pitch in the series? The yes is plus 700. So what that means is if you bet, it's a huge underdog. If he gets hit by a pitch, you bet $100, you win $700. The no is minus 2,000. You got to put $2,000 down just to win $100.
Yeah.
On the idea of him not getting hit by a pitch in these 3 games.
Well, just following the money, as you have done with the Pacers, and good luck to you on Sunday. I'm excited for you.
Oh, I'm almost like, don't make me think. You're probably not going to win this. Don't pull me back in.
Yeah, if
but
I can,
okay, go ahead.
I'll just throw you this real quick while we're in this space. The road team in Game 7 of the NBA Finals is 4-15. Only 4 times, and unfortunately the last time is too soon.
Warriors.
But other than that, it was 1969, 1974, 1978. So it doesn't happen a lot. It's allowed to, but that's kind of what you're facing.
Yeah, you're looking at a, what'd you say, 4-15?
Four out of 19
it's a
chances.
Neighborhood of a 20% shot. That feels right.
Yeah.
That feels right.
And just,
I mean, I'll take it at this point. Like a lot of people, dude, they were a huge underdog last night. Halliburton hurt, all of this. Like, people thought, oh gosh, the series is over. They're going to lay down. And they came out and absolutely pounded the Thunder. That's got to get in everybody's head a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't you think?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Because the way that went, and also, this is what the Pacers have done. Like, this has kind of been their thing where, you know, rescuing defeat from the jaws of victory.
Totally.
And, you know, here you go, 48 minutes and a couple of young teams.
And as you know, I went and split the bet with my Sunday partner, Ephraim Salam, on Fox Sports Radio, and that game is going to start right as our show does. So I don't even know what the hell we're going to talk about during this show. The both of us are just going to be sitting there watching the game, rooting our arses off for the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a watch party on Sunday night, if you will.
Watch party, Willard.
There
just
it is.
Remember, no cheering in the press box.
I'm not in the press box. I'll actually be in my bedroom.
Underneath a bunk
bed. And there
is
cheering in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Big time.
As far as the odds of Devers getting plunked so far this year, 347 plate appearances. He's been hit 4 times. So that is, that's about a little more than 1%.
Okay.
1.5% of his plate appearances have resulted in him getting plunked.
Well, look, here's the other part of, like, I don't think the Red Sox are going to do that. If the Giants are going to send every single player to the welcome Rafi press conference, what do you think that roster will do if they throw one at Rafi Devers? Like, we're going to have a rollout brawl immediately upon arrival tonight if they do that. I do not think they will. That's not how the Red. I know, oh, mano a mano. That's not how they want to start the series. That's not what they want to do. Quite frankly, if you think that that's going to happen, you do it Sunday. You don't do it tonight.
Oh, of course.
You don't do it tonight while the Giants pitchers have all weekend to huck balls at you too. You do it on Sunday in the seventh inning. That's when you do it.
And that's what the Padres and Dodgers set devolved into.
Basically.
It was the last game. The Dodgers had already been hit three times.
So those two teams are going to see each other again.
They are.
Like Red Sox can fly out of town and see you later. That's going to be a wrap.
The Giants don't go to Boston?
Don't think so.
Okay, that's
nope.
it.
Nope.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would be a Sunday fun day yeah. kind of thing.
Sayonara.
0.4 hit by pitched batters per game this year.
Okay.
Slightly down from last year. So, you know, you don't get a lot of hit by pitch anyway. The Giants leader is Elliot Ramos. He's been hit the most.
He does.
Out of any Giant.
He hugs the plate. He gets up on top of the plate. So that's probably
it'll just happen.
A product of that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, 888-957-9570 is the number. Willard and Dibbs talking it out, baseball. I was thinking this too, and I know it's not reality, but when Eno Saris was talking about the idea of Rafi basically did the Mark McGwire press conference, I'm not here to talk about
that. No,
that
hit me.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he doesn't want – I knew he would do that. Is it Jimmy Butler downplayed going to Miami? Rafi's going to downplay this. Remember how hard Klay Thompson tried to downplay coming to Chase Center? And it's like, dude, like one of the only ones who didn't downplay it so far this year was when Luka went to Dallas. I mean, he sat on the bench and cried, just sobbing, sitting there. I think of a couple of years ago when Freddie Freeman played the Braves, like he was sobbing. And here's what I want to say about that. I get why everybody downplays it, but I kind of wish they wouldn't, because like, I know you're lying. When you tell me this is just another game, I know you're lying. I would argue I don't know that much means more to players than games like this, and especially the kind that Rafi has tonight. When you have an organization that literally ticks you off to the point where you get yourself traded out of a major market and you've known no other team since you were 16 years old, that's some next level anger that you have. And he's bringing that to the plate tonight. This is a big freaking deal. There are all kinds of emotions inside Rafi as he goes to the plate tonight in the bottom of the first. So I just wish that that could get expressed a little bit more. This idea of, oh, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. It's just another game. It's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. This means the world to these guys.
I think it would be a little bit more ramped up if he was going to Boston, because then you'd have all of the Boston fans in the building as well to agitate or to, you know, be animated about the matchup. The fact that it's here, and just looking at the Red Sox roster, there aren't a ton of guys who have been there with him through it all, you know, a long time Red Sox. So, you know, yes, it's the uniform. Yes, it's the franchise, and there will be emotions, but it's a little different because, you know, you're not going to be playing against many of the guys who you won the World Series with, right?
No,
those guys
no,
are all Dodgers.
You're not, but I mean, is Rafi above, if he gets a hold of one this weekend, is he looking up into the suites? Is he looking up there for Breslow? What's up? What's up, Craig?
Yeah, assuming Breslow made the trip.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be pretty cowardly if the GM of the Sox didn't come to San Francisco after that trade. That would surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, don't know how often GMs travel, you know?
I feel like a lot. But, yeah, I don't know.
I would love it, just real quick, if he goes out and he goes deep. And, you know, he's there in the press conference and all the assembled media and somebody from Mass Live. Rafi, tell me about the home run. I'm not here to talk about the past. That would be pretty awesome.
That would be amazing. Gene in Oakland. Hi, Gene. Thanks for calling. What are you doing?
I'm sitting with my dog in the car waiting to get on.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been asked to deliver a letter from the Boston Red Sox fan club to Rafi Devers.
Uh-oh.
All right. I was supposed to deliver this personally, but I decided I'd do it on air. So here it goes. Dear Rafi, We are so sorry if you're leaving our team after 8+ illustrious years as our most cherished star. We want you to know how deeply appreciative we are of your service here, and that we totally understand your reasons for leaving. Really, this just comes down to a complete misunderstanding between you, the front office of the Sox, and your loving fans. But please, rest assured that there are no hard feelings at all on our part, none whatsoever. It's simply not in the nature of Boston fans to carry grudges. We want to wish you the very best with your new team and hope that you will remember us as fondly as we will remember you. And we hope that you will enjoy the retrospective that we're preparing for you when you eventually come to play against our beloved Sox here at Fenway Park. We will welcome you with open arms, throwing flowers and cheering for your every time you get a hit. We fully trust that we will be able to create a memory which you will never forget. With love and sincerity, the Boston Red Sox fan club.
Well, Gene, that was beautiful, but that doesn't sound like anyone I've ever met in Boston in my entire life.
It shouldn't.
Okay. Where did you get that from, Gene?
Where'd I get what from?
The whole letter.
Don't you know Northeast sarcasm?
Well, I do. I wondered if you actually wrote that, though, or if someone else did.
No, I wrote it.
Okay, good job, Gene. That was, that was good. But you're right. That was as sarcastic as it can get, because that is not how it is going to sound whenever Rafi Devers does go back to Boston. I guess in theory that would be next year, right?
Yep.
Yeah, unless they meet in the World Series or something like that.
Yeah, not likely.
Not likely.
I'd have to check the odds on that pairing coming to pass. Probably 250-1, but they're allowed to. Both are in it.
They're both got winning records.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder how much of a revenge game it is tonight if he gets in for Blake Sable. Blake Sable. It's the Sabe Saves revenge game,
not
is what it is.
Not a thing.
The blood could still be boiling.
Oh, it could. I'm sure. No, I mean, I would imagine that that Blake Sable, like guys like that, probably actually hold the Giants in very, very high regard because they're the ones that brought him up and made him a big leaguer and gave him a chance to show what he could do, which has led to him actually keeping a job in the bigs.
Right.
He's probably thrilled to be back.
But quietly angry that all that the Giants got for him in exchange was international bonus pool space.
Man, that's some cash considerations, brother.
International bonus pool space.
That's a big deal.
You thought so low of me that you didn't even get money. You just got space.
But space is money. It's kind of like time.
Totally.
It's like getting time in a trade.
Man.
Wouldn't you trade for some time? God, if I could trade for anything in life, it would be time. Don't you think?
No doubt. Like, for example, take everything you have in the bank, like all your money, every last penny, 401k, savings, checking.
It's not enough.
All of it.
Yeah, it's not enough. But anyway, go ahead.
I mean, for like.
I'm thinking about all of it. It's not high enough, but go ahead.
I mean, whatever it is, if there was like a dollar value amount that it was like whatever.
Yeah.
You know, let's say it's 100 grand per year. For every 100 grand you throw in, you get an extra year of life. Like.
Oh,
would you do it?
Well,
that might be a little.
Whenever someone asks,
a little
that,
rich, like 100 grand a year, that might be too expensive.
Funny though, when you talk about an extra year of life, obviously there's no way to calculate that without it being at the end. So in theory,
well, it's automatically at the end.
Right, that's what I mean. It's automatically at the end.
So you're, let's say you're preordained to have a heart attack at 51.
Right, but I mean, like, if you were to give me extra years of life, but you could make those years feel like 20s, 30s, and 40s or whatever, I'd say yes. But I was just having this conversation with the lovely Christie's dad. He's 82 years old. We were on a long drive together the other day, and he was talking about, like, a conversation he had a friend of his who's in his 90s, and he enjoys talking to people, has for a while now, talking to people older than him so he can know what to expect. And that basically when you get to your 80s and when do you get to your 90s, it hurts. All the time.
Ow.
Every day.
Ow. That really hit me.
It just hurts. My mom is 80. It hurts.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
Talked with the
other
day.
He's in his 80s.
She's so thrilled because she went out the other day. They had an outing, and she's like, well, I made it through the whole day, and it wasn't painful, and I was so excited, and then I woke up the next day in pain again. Yep, that, like, so no, I don't want extra years if it's going to, if it's just going to be more pain.
Yeah. Well,
but anyway,
I mean, just depends on how it goes for you. And I'm not implying that all of this is preordained and there is a time when you're going to go out. But if you were to, you know, be down to the nitty gritty, you'd take the year. Like right now you'd take the year if you were,
you kind of have to.
Yeah, but like you're saying,
for $100,000 though,
if you're Ellen or if you are, you know, the lovely Christie's dad, it's like, hell with it. Another year. Take your proposition and get out of here.
Exactly. All right. You ready? It's Friday.
Okay.
5:32.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What do you think's about to happen?
I think we're about to fill some time before we get to fart around at 5:45.
Not filling time, dude. That's not what this radio show is. You don't think we're just sitting here farting around? We got stuff to do, like real stuff.
If we're going to do real stuff, there's only one thing that I want to do at 5:33 on a Friday.
I got real stuff for you. What is it?
Hey!
You better be careful!
Let's go to Kurt in Hayward Hills. Hi, Kurt!
Hey! The best sports boys in the Bay Area, 95.7, fellas. The best.
I love that you call us boys, Kurt.
You guys, boys, guess what? You know what? Let's take our hats off to Buster Posey. Yay!
Hey! Buster!
Hats off to him because he's signing some big-time players.
Yep.
And he's making a championship team. And now, the Boston, what a bunch of dummies. How do you get rid of Devers? Devers is a 24-carat gold player. That's what he is. And he's got a bat that's going to make some tremendous hitting for our team. We got the top. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, we're listening, Kurt. We're wondering if you're there.
I thought I lost you.
No, do you need a reboot? Like, we could wind you back up again if you need.
You had me at top. They have the top.
No, wait a minute. We got the top pitching in the league. That's for sure. We got the top pitching in the league.
Uh-huh.
We got defense. Not only that, we got Rodriguez, the closer. What a player Rodriguez is. I think he's the best closer in the league, without a doubt. He's got to be. He's got to be the best closer. And another thing, you know what Devers going to do? Devers going to blast that ball at Colby Cove. That's what he's going to do against Boston. And we've not had a 30-run homer hit it since Barry Bonds. And Devers is going to break that record.
I mean,
he's gonna break that record.
I hope so. Hey, by the way, Kurt, does it count if he just hits 15 more homers as a Giant? That's 30 home runs, but it's only 15 as a Giant.
Of course it counts.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know where you stood on that one, Kurt.
I could tell you one thing, Devers. You got to be a bunch of idiots, Boston, to get rid of this player. Are you kidding me? And we were standing up for this guy. And tonight, against Boston, he's got to hit a home run against them. He's going to hit a home run. Just look at that guy's form. He's nothing but power, man. He's a power hitter, man.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
That's what we got, a power hitter.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, there's going to be Red Sox fans there tonight, Kurt, and they might actually boo Rafi Devers. What would you say to a fan who comes in and tries to boo Devers at Oracle Park?
There you go, Kurt.
Get him out of here.
I'm glad he caught that one.
Yeah, I mean,
Kurt's like Adamus. He doesn't catch all of them.
It's like,
but he got that one.
You know, you give
it's a nice setup.
You give Kurt the 3-0 green light, and it's a fastball down the middle.
Oh, you let him swing.
You got to let him swing. You know, you got to let him take a cut on 3-0. And Yeah, I figured that was a
Yes, that was a steal. We're going the other way. There's no tacklers on the field. Let's just
that was Casey Schmidt against a position player with the bases loaded.
Yeah,
here's a cookie.
Yeah,
hit a grand slam.
I mean, right? Like, what do you have to say to Boston after this week? That was. I'm glad he got that.
Yeah.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
I was going to let you go one more with Kurt because we have so much fun with him, but I'm starting to learn that there's a shelf life to a Kurt call, and we can all get into some deep water sometimes. And, you know, that's why Grandy hit the, you better be careful up front because you never know.
It's like,
slippery slope.
Well, it's like planning, you know, we were just talking about our parents. It's like, kind of like planning a trip to their house. We're not going to stay all week.
Right.
Two nights.
Two's good.
Gone.
That's right.
Yeah. No, it was good.
Yeah, it was great.
He's right. I think he'll hit a home run in this series.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think he'll hit. What's the, I should look at.
There's props for that, too,
yeah,
right?
There's props. Yeah. Oh,
I would guess the yes it, would be if the yes, no prop. No is probably favored minus 200. Yes is probably plus 165, I would guess. The no would be slightly more favored.
What'd you say for the no? Minus 200.
Might be a little higher than that.
Dude, you should do this for a living. Sometimes I think you're a better odds maker than a radio host. You're really good at this.
That and guessing people's age. That's another one of my secret.
I don't know if I knew that. Are you? You're good at that.
Well, just on that caller, we had the kid caller.
Oh,
and,
right,
you know,
right. And you're just doing it by voice.
Right.
You're like the Liam Neeson of that. Like you could just. You're like I am specially trained. Like that was that was incredible. You even knew like what month he was born.
Yeah, and I missed the day, and you guys buzzered me.
Yeah,
you got
well, you
me.
Were wrong.
And I should have stopped.
You were all kinds of wrong.
Should have quit while I was ahead. It's about 2 weeks off.
No, so the odds of Rafi hitting a home run in this series, no, is exactly minus 200. Slightly off on the yes. You said plus 165. Jimmy's got it at plus 150.
Okay.
150. So buzz him, Grandy.
Yeah.
That was a buzzer.
Should have just.
Yeah, that was.
Boy.
Wrong.
Boy, were you wrong. Any other Rafi props?
Rafi Devers, over under total hits in the series. What would you set that at?
I would put that one at
three games.
Yeah, probably. I mean, 4.5 seems spicy, so I'll say 3.5.
Okay, so you should bet the under. That's why I asked it to you that way, because like whatever you come up with should tell you what you think.
Yeah.
So 4.5 is the number.
Okay.
Over under is set at 4.5.
And like over is probably
it doesn't denote what's the favorite or the underdog.
It's gotcha.
Just, that's the over under. 4.5 hits for the series.
Yeah, I mean 5 hits to go over out
that's
of
a lot.
Three. Yeah, that is a lot. That's why I thought 3.5 would be the line.
You're asking essentially for almost for sure like 2 multi-hit games or less. You have a 3-hit game in there somewhere. But I mean, how many at bats are you looking at, especially? Here at Oracle Park, where everybody still only gets like 2.7 at-bats
that's
per
fair.
Game. I mean, he had 11 at-bats and 2 walks in the Cleveland series. So 13 plate appearances, and he had 3 hits. You know, to ask for 5 hits in 13 or 14 plate appearances, that's hitting the ball really, really well.
Right.
But, yes, I do have more props. Total strikeouts in the series, over or under?
Total strikeouts, 4.5 would be the total strikeouts.
4 is the number.
Okay.
So you should bet the over. This one was weird. What will happen first in the Red Sox series? Devers has 3 or more strikeouts in a game, or Devers has 3 or more hits in a game? Because my first thought was, well, I'd like to bet on neither.
Of course.
Like, I think neither will likely happen. But that it doesn't give you that as an option.
3 or more hits to me would be more likely.
Yeah, see, it has 3 or more hits. Yeah, I guess it does say plus 100 on 3 or more hits, minus 140 on 3 or more strikeouts. And again, the question is which will happen first.
Right. Well, I mean, neither will happen, I don't believe.
Yeah.
But the thing about 3 or more hits is he walks a lot.
He does.
So
yeah, he's actually at a career high pace on that this year. We're sponsored by Ceremony Ford. What kind of odds do you give me for will the benches clear in this series?
Will the benches clear?
Will the benches clear?
I would say 250-1 against. So that'd be minus 25,000.
It actually said for the answer being yes, all you get is 10-1.
Yeah, that's not
that's a crap
terrible
line.
Value.
It's a terrible line.
And what's the no? There's no no?
There's no no.
Okay.
Yeah. No, this is a very violent set of numbers here. 10 to 1. Terrible number.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No value in that.
Not at all. Not at all. But anyway, the benches will clear here coming up next on Willard.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And dibs.
Let's take our hats off to Buster Posey. We got the top. Hello, are you there?
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
That's some great editing because you took out about 3 seconds of just of pure dead air because he goes from top, and then there's nothing. Hello? And a classic Kurt.
Hello, are you there?
I mean, someday you should do a mashup of Lionel Richie's Hello with Kurt singing the chorus.
Like, we're here.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. What did you want us to do, talk over you? We do enough of that around here.
Hello?
You're right, brother.
I don't know what I like more, the Kurt call or Grandy and the Kurt remix, because he'll always bring it back, some of Kurt's quote-unquote highlights, and it just...
I'm running out of room over here.
Do you have a whole column of Kurt?
Oh, multiple columns.
Does he have his own folder?
He probably should.
Oh, God.
It's gold.
That's pretty amazing. You're doing a great job as a listener if you get your own folder in Grandy's computer.
Yeah.
That's strong.
Well, and you think about callers who have great drops like Priest with, he's too old.
Yeah.
And you don't know Jordan Poole. And Philmo Mike with Mark, you sounding like a hater.
Yeah, you're sounding like a hater.
Mark, you out here sounding like a hater, my brother.
Yep.
My brother. So
it happens.
Yeah, great callers with great drops that continue.
But that's a crack of
There's that too. There's that too. That was that last week? No, it was 2 weeks ago.
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Because I was out on last Friday. Did you and Evan get a call from him on Friday?
We did not. Okay. We put him on a 2-week hiatus.
Yeah.
Well, Evan and Grandy aren't the two best sports boys in town.
Good point.
Yeah.
On town.
That's also not Kurt's first 2-week suspension.
No. No, he usually gets it after every call, actually. I love it when, you know, tapped in listeners like that. Here's another one. This text, for me, this is a buzzer beater. This text just won text of the week, okay? We should actually do this, text of the week. This is great. 262, if you're still listening because it was 15 minutes ago, this is my favorite text of the week. We just spent the whole week pretty much talking about baseball. Rafi Devers is here. We're talking Devers, Red Sox, talking about the dead ball, all of this. And 262 texts in, yeah, great. How does this all relate to Kuminga?
That's a really good question.
You win. Yeah. That if you listen to 95.7 The Game, that's the text of the week.
And thank you, Texter, for assuring that all roads do, in fact, eventually lead back to Kuminga.
And here we are.
What is it? Is it the 5 degrees of separation, Kevin Bacon?
I think it's 6.
Okay. Whatever it is.
Yeah, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
The Kuminga thing is kind of this version of that where, you know, it all leads back to Kuminga. I don't know how this does.
I'm sure we could make it relate to Jonathan Kuminga. We could play that game if you want. You know what I mean? Rafi Devers and the Red Sox got mad at each other. I know another player who got mad at his organization one time.
Yep.
Jonathan Kuminga.
That works. And, you know,
thanks a lot.
Yeah.
We could theorize about the Kuminga revenge game.
Yeah, are they trading him? Maybe they're trading him because they just cannot come together on a position.
Yeah.
I don't know. Trade him! Could happen.
Yeah, I think
probably not. But.
Was it yesterday? I think. Oh no, it's Wednesday.
You weren't here.
I work so infrequently; it's hard to keep track of when I'm here. But
yeah, wait till you see July.
Yeah, anyway. Seriously, for both of us. But Wednesday, I actually was talking about how the Warriors with Kerr and Kuminga was the antithesis of what Boston and Devers did, because Kerr always would go to Kuminga and say, "This is the situation. This is the role.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry you're not probably loving it, but this is what we're doing." Yeah, communication aspect.
We talked about it earlier. You brought this up earlier this week. Like, Steve Kerr, Kyle Shanahan, you know, bring up whatever you want. You don't have to like the decisions that they've made, but from everything we know, everything we watch, everything we hear, those two do a wonderful job of making sure that everyone around them knows exactly where they stand and what they're doing. Again, don't always like it. I can think of a bunch. Kuminga is the frontline example.
Hey, I like Kuminga.
Okay, fine. What about Jimmy Ward? Do you like Jimmy Ward? Jimmy Ward did not like what Kyle Shanahan had to say in his final year as a 49er. He wanted to move Jimmy Ward. He wanted to move Jimmy Ward to a position that was basically not his normal safety position. It was a position that, in theory, would make less money on the open market. And Jimmy Ward was like, I don't want to play this position. And famously, Kyle Shanahan looked at him and said, you don't want to start? Like, again, that comes off as harsh, but you know damn well where Kyle stands. Like, in other words, okay, Jimmy, you don't want to play that position? Great. There's the bench.
Right.
You can watch someone else play that position, or you can play that position. Jimmy played that position.
That's right.
And then Jimmy went and played for a different football team.
That's the way that goes, especially in football where it's not guaranteed deals. And so if you are in Devers' shoes, you can play hardline and you can, you know, call their bluff and say, all right, what are you going to do about it? I'm a 900 OPS guy. Mm-hmm. I'm your best hitter. You can send me home. And that's kind of what Jimmy Butler was able to do in Miami, where, you know, it didn't get to that where he just totally shut it down, but he made it so untenable that they had to do something about it.
No doubt. And I mean, could Jonathan end up doing something like that? Did Rafi Devers do that in Boston? Clearly, that's how Boston felt. Although, that's what I'll never really understand. I don't think you'll ever get the answer to that question unless you do start seeing Red Sox pitchers huck the ball at his head tonight. Like, did he make it so untenable in the clubhouse that your 900 OPS was apparently causing problems? Like, the GM literally said with his two lips this week that he thinks they're going to win more games because Rafi's gone. Baseball's an individual sport. You don't need to pass the ball to anybody. Rafi was your DH All he went out there and did was hit the ball all over the yard and cause all kinds of havoc offensively for the Red Sox. And somehow they've decided that that was outdone by whatever problem he was causing in the clubhouse. Being a bad example for young players or something? I have a really hard time wrapping my head around that.
Yeah.
To me, it has to be from ego, because you can't make the case that his numbers did not justify his attitude.
Right. It comes down to ego. And the owner has a talk with him. He gives him a stern talking to, and then the play.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They're kind of basically verbal middle fingers him, as we learned yesterday. And, you know, the owner couldn't take the ego blow of having that happen. So you got to ship him out of town.
It's funny that you mentioned middle finger. That kept coming up this week on the show. Chris Cotillo, remember when he joined us? Chris Cotillo, masslive.com, thought that Devers' opening press conference was a middle finger.
It was the verbal equivalent of middle finger to the Red Sox yesterday. I don't think there's any other way you can possibly imagine that or interpret it. I don't think it's exaggeration to say that. I think people back home were absolutely stunned. And I think even those who were like on the Devers side of things, Red Sox fans, I think he lost a lot of them by saying, they're the men in charge. I'll do whatever it takes.
Dave Fleming's brother then came on the morning roast.
It was an enormous middle finger to everybody with the Red Sox. It was. There's no other way to see that. And again, this notion of I'll do whatever they want, but they didn't ask me nicely enough in Boston. That to me is absolutely outrageous.
Have Will Fleming and Dave Fleming ever been seen in the same room at the same time? Prove to me that that wasn't Dave. And if there's anybody on this planet who could broadcast both Giants and Red Sox games at the same time, it's Dave.
Yeah.
It sounds exactly like him.
I can confirm that it's not, because I've actually met that Flem when he was doing Single A.
Boop.
And yeah, he is an absolute sound-alike, and he's also a look-alike.
Grandy, what are you doing coming up next?
We're going to hear you guys on the crossover.
Damn right you are.
Yeah.
All right, good choice. That's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Great stuff this week, everyone. Thanks for listening. You want to do it again tomorrow?
No, one day in a row, I need a break.
Good point. How about Sunday?
I'm busy.
I'll be on Sunday, right in the middle of that NBA Finals.
Okay. Game.
You want to do it on Monday?
I think I'm free. I got to check my schedule.
Yeah, that's a TBD. We'll play it by ear. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.